the afternoon with crayons on the floor, coloring in the edges, wanting to give you more. She carried it so carefully, held it out to you. You glanced up for a moment, that's lovely, dear, and turned back to what you do. Her brother's building something, and you're kneeling by his side. She folds her drawing quietly and sets it down to hide. She doesn't make a fuss about it, doesn't make a sound, just learns a little quieter how to not be found. She's standing by her mother in the corner of a shop. She reaches for the one she wants, and then she seems to stop, as if she's asking permission just to want a thing. The lady at the counter smiles, good choice, I like that, and something starts to sing. No grand gesture, nothing more than 30 seconds long, just spoken to directly, like she's known it all along. That she gets to have a preference, her choosing matters here. Such a small and simple kindness, but it lands so clear. But I see you, I see the care you put in every line. I see you, you don't have to make yourself smaller to shine. I see a tangle of voices, loud and warm. She opens up her mouth to speak. It's just the family norm that someone else is louder, that the moment slips away. She closes up her thought again and lets it fade to gray. She didn't have the words to fight, she didn't have the nerve, just sat a little quieter, convinced she didn't deserve to take up all that space and air, to ask them all to wait. So she swallowed what she wanted to say and learned to hesitate. She's somewhere in the middle of a sentence no one heard. Someone stops and turns to her and catches every word. They don't look past her shoulder, don't glance away or check the time. Just wait for her to find it, every hesitating rhyme. Go on, they say so gently, I wanna know the rest. And something in her straightens up like air back in her chest. She tells them what she wanted to say. They listen soft and still, and for a moment she believes her voice was always worth the fill. Don't mistake her silence for contentment. Don't assume her quietness means she's fine. She's just learned that asking gets her nowhere, so she stays inside the spaces between the lines. She's getting smaller every time you miss her, every time her voice dissolves unheard. And strangers shouldn't be the ones who see her. She needs you to be the one who notices first. So look up from the noise and really find her. Let her know her words deserve a place. Don't wait for someone passing in a moment to show her that she matters. Show her your face. But I see you. See her.